The Book of Colours, written by Robin Cadwallader and read by Katie Sobey. Unaware of the cold, he followed the icy road, turning again and again to look behind him. Felt the crawl of eyes on his back, heard whispers in the rustle of trees, saw shadows creep and dart. Each time, a shock ran through his limbs, had him ready to run. And each time, when he realized he was mistaken, the relief emptied him out, left him ragged. Still, he was sure they were behind him somewhere, following, demanding justice. At night, a black river ran through his dreams, coiling and twisting beneath a moonless sky. He slept and woke, exhausted by the effort, and walked on. He wanted to cry. His chest ached with the need, but that was allowed only to the innocent. Grief was forbidden him. One morning, a fresh fall of snow hushed the world like a blanket. A companion that asked no questions, it gathered him in. All was whiteness, and he wanted only this, to go on walking, thoughtless. At first it seemed reprieve, but it was the chill, settling into his bones and his mind, lulling its danger. As much a threat to his life as his faceless pursuers. On he walked, step by step, thinking he could walk forever. Gradually, the white turned muddy, ground into slush by feet and hooves and cartwheels. His boots leaked, then soaked through. The road filled with travellers riding horses and farmers driving their loaded carts and reluctant animals. Sound and smell drew him on, tugged at his raw and aching body, reminded him he was a man, fleeing. It was almost dark when he walked through Bishopsgate, moving slowly on numb feet. His fingers had lost all feeling and had fixed themselves tight into a fist. The new smells, some of them not even food, awoke his need to eat. He bent over, then stooped further as a cramp twisted and dragged his innards, threatened to topple him completely. But this was not the place to stop, and one, two, three people passing by knocked him, not seeing him or not caring, until he lost his balance and fell. He winced at the shock of it. Pulling himself to his feet, he stumbled into a passing woman. "You watch yourself, you!" she shouted. He flinched and stumbled back, fear flaring again. "You need to be indoors, you do," the woman scolded. "If you've nowhere to go, try St. Mary's." He said nothing. "St. Mary's," she said more slowly. "St. Mary's Spital, you know? The hospital. Back out the gate you came in, walk a little way and it's on the right. You'll see it easy enough." He stared at her, eyes wide, as if the words meant nothing. So she pushed him back through the gate, onto the road he never wanted to see again. "That way. I'd say you've come a ways. In this weather, only fools or desperate men travel on foot. You got a name?" she asked. He could manage that. "Will,"